Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Does anyone require any news media outlets? What does that mean?
Oh, no. Does anyone in your household, or like, do you work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
African-American, all right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you, like, definitely vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you, like, probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Definitely vote. All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
Sure, 58.
58, all right, perfect, thank you. So could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections on a scale of, like, 0 to 10, where a 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
10.
10? All right, thank you. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 elections are, like, more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
Much more.
All right. Regardless of how you have previously voted before, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Okay, now say that again. A what Democrat?
Yeah, so would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Oh, strong, yes, a strong Democrat.
Strong Democrat, all right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Strongly, all right, thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Wow. That's a trick question, because with the Supreme Court, which Biden doesn't have any control over, I'm not really happy with where the country is headed in. So, yeah, not really happy, no.
All right. So would that be, like, maybe dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
It's kind of a trick question, because if I say dissatisfied, then that may come across as I'm dissatisfied with the way our president is handling our nation. Is there a way I can skip that question, because I don't want it to come across as though that, you know, when it's really the Supreme Court.
For sure. Yeah, no worries. Don't worry about it. So the next question is, generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, thinking about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Getting better. All right. Thank you. So thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues facing your members of Congress that they should focus on as of right now? So the list goes, creating more jobs and raising wages, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, reducing crime, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, protecting abortion rights, combating division and racism, border security, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, or improving K-12 public school education.
That's quite a list. Is there protecting democracy? Is that on the list?
Unfortunately, that is not on the list.
Let's see. Abortion rights would be top 10.
All right. And if you want to choose, like, one more option, or do you want to just stick with that one?
Oh, another option?
Yeah, you can choose two.
Okay. Abortion rights. Then I would say, abortion rights. I would say, Gun control.
And gun control. All right, thank you. So not only can you rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which basically a 0 means you don't like them, 100 means you do like them, and a 50 is neutral. And if you have never heard of them or have no opinion, you can also mention that. So the first one is Republicans in Congress.
0.
Joe Biden.
I would say... Eighty-five.
Democrats in Congress.
90.
Hakeem Jeffries.
95.
Donald Trump.
-1. No, I'm serious. I'm joking.
All right. All right. What about Kamala Harris?
I would say 80%. Mm-hmm.
80, all right. What about Tim Scott?
I would say 10.
All right. And what about Cornel West?
I would say 60.
60. All right, thank you. So I know it's like a long way off, but if elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden, all right. So did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump yesterday?
I did see it, yes.
All right. Did you watch, like, a lot, only some, or only a little?
Watched the entire debate.
All right. And from what you saw, like, from the debate, did it make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
He did a poor performance. So I would say we have no choice, so more likely.
All right. So that make you, like, maybe much more likely to support him or somewhat more likely to support him?
Somewhat more likely to support him.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you saw or heard that makes you more likely to support him for president? That is Joe Biden.
Yes, that is Joe Biden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so would you mind sharing what it is that you kind of heard about him or saw?
I would say the fact that that if Joe Biden doesn't win, then abortion rights will be federalized, no abortion. Also, our democracy is at stake. And then the last point would be there's possibly one or two Supreme Court justices that could be appointed by the next president due to retirement of Alito and Clarence Thomas.
All right. And you said Supreme Court's courts will be changed, right?
The possible retirements of possibly two Supreme Court justices. And we need to have a Democratic president in order to nominate their replacement.
All right. And we will lose those spots to Republicans. All right, perfect. Thank you. So now kind of like for the opposite side, do you see like kind of from Donald Trump, did you see anything in the debate that makes you more or less likely to support him for president?
Less likely.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. And would you mind sharing what it is that you heard or saw that makes you support Donald Trump much less likely?
The fact that he plans to allow the January 6th felons to free them from their sentences. The other thing would be his inability to have a plan for daycare. His threat to not support NATO membership. Also, his
His threat to not support NATO. I'm sorry, could you repeat that? NATO.
Yeah. Threat to remove the U.S. from NATO membership.
NATO membership. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And his threat to fire 50,000 federal employees to add his specialized or his contingent of yes men in the federal government.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That don't support him from. All right. That is a very good answer. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So now I'd like to read what some other society believe are threats to the African American community. And if you could tell me which of the following you believe to be the biggest two threats to the African American community as of right now, meaning you can choose two options if you would like. So the list goes: Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, lack of quality education and opportunities, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism?
I think the last one, rise of white supremacy
and nationalism.
Mm-hmm. And then also the one with the Supreme Court.
All right, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. All right, yeah. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you, again, sort of like a list of issues, but this one, if you could tell me, who do you think would do a much better job at dealing with this issue? So the options are like Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job, Trump would do a somewhat better job, or Trump would do a much better job at like dealing with the issue. So the first one is tackling inflation and dealing with the rising costs.
Biden would do a much better job.
The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden would do a much better job.
Fixing the immigration system.
Biden would do a better job.
Growing the U.S. economy.
Biden would do a better job.
Rising crime and violence.
Biden would do a better job.
And dealing with the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden would do a better job.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
All right, thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I would say less favorable.
Much less or somewhat less favorable?
Somewhat less favorable.
All right. So as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to corrupt an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
I agree with it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are now more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Strongly disagree with the statement.
Strongly disagree. All right, thank you. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics, specifically from social media? Would it be like maybe very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
All right. So now switching gears a little bit, we're almost done. We're about 95% done with the survey. So there's only like about 7 more questions left. So What is the last year of school that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
What is your marital status?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal, somewhat, very liberal, or somewhat. I would say that I am Moderate.
All right. How often do you attend church or religious services?
I don't.
All right. So would it be like maybe hardly ever or never?
Never.
All right. Thinking about your neighborhood, you like the one that you live in, would you say that nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Wow. So I would say, geez. So what would I would say maybe 20% are white.
20%, so all right. 20%, I would believe. I mean, that could either be hardly any. Well, no, it's not hardly any. I think that would be less than half, actually. Because hardly any, I think, would be in between the ranges. Maybe 10% to less or 15% to less. So less than half. All right.
Yeah,
so how would you describe the area where you live? Would it be like urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
Nope.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
Nope.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
Nope.
All right. And last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Nope.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Goodbye. Thank you.